Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
God does change us and desires that we be conformed not to the image of this world, but to the image of His Son. He wants us to use this world, but not to abuse it. He wants us to use the world for our utility. He wants us to use the world for our supplement, to use this world for our enjoyment, but don't abuse the world until it becomes your addiction, until it becomes your burden, until it becomes your ultimate seduction. Until it becomes everything, making the world your idol. It's okay to master money, but don't make money your master. Nothing wrong with material gains in life, as long as you don't make material gain your life. Acknowledge the godliness you see in others, but don't make others a god unto you. The moment we meet God requires faith in Him to accomplish His promise to us. Faith in God's promise is a change for the better. The moment we mind God or pay attention to God requires obedience to Him to accomplish His person in us. Obedience to God's person is a change for the better. The moment we mission with God requires that we trust in Him to accomplish His plan for all of us. Trust in God's performance according to His plan brings a change for the better. The whole thing is a top-down God accomplishment for man, not a bottom-up man's accomplishment for God. Therein is a big difference between working for God to get His approval and working with God having been approved. Unless God builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Even Christ, upon this rock I build my church, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, determines our direction, not us. But rather, operating under the anointing of the Spirit of Christ, we are led step by step to where God is working out His divine plan to change all involved for the better. God hasn't changed His process, so don't you go changing the process, but rather be changed by His process. As we participate, we find the principle of salvation is still by faith followed by obedience, which starts the transformation process of the one born again. The principle of transformation is still by renewing or rekindle, as it would be, your mind for the purpose of bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. You may have thought you can get through school without reading or listening to your teachers, but eventually it caught up with you. How much of that was caused by your rebellion, by your willingness not to do the things that you needed to do? In essence, you ended up defeating yourself. You ended up allowing the enemy to prey on your mind. You ended up allowing the enemy access so that you could not perform or do the will of God. How can you prove the acceptable will of God, especially if we only know Him subjectively? Knowing the will of God is objective and does not change, and it prepares us for the collaboration process. The principle of collaboration is still by trusting God. Having prepared you through transformation, He picks the time and the place for you to join Him. Often it's outside of our comfort zone, but it is necessary to develop us into His image and to make us profitable in His ministry. It is according to His Spirit of promise, it is according to His person, and according to His plan that God does change us for the better. From salvation to transformation and then collaboration, it is God working through us that allows us to experience the presence of God, the power of God, and the performance of God on a personal and on a corporate level that culminates in God getting the glory for all of His accomplishments.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.